Welcome back. This is Kapow Podcast Edition. Jerry White here. My boy Jeremy Foster celebrating a long 4th of July weekend, a birthday weekend for him, so he will not be on this one. We'll do a little more deeper dive. Kind of the topics everyone's talking about right now is top 25. Preseason top 25, way early. I know the preseason magazines are starting to come out. So I thought, you know what, let me go ahead and just get my preseason top 25 out of the way, see how much crap I can stir. You know, we need stuff to talk about. First of all, hope you guys had an amazing 4th of July weekend, a good summer. Let's talk a little football. I know it's due. We're not going to beat around the bush. We're going to get right into it. First of all, this episode is sponsored by Team One Hyundai of Gadsden, right here in beautiful Rainbow City. Go check those guys out for a deal. See my man Mike Sigmund, salesperson over there. He will take care of you, no question. Let's get right into it. You know, this is very interchangeable. You could throw, you know, just throw teams against the wall to see who sticks here. So I'm looking for some feedback. Maybe get you some of you guys top 25. I'm going to start with University of Central Florida. Man, 25-1 the last 2 years. You know, losing the quarterback, Mackenzie Milton, to a gruesome injury. But you know what? All prayers go out to him. Man, I hope he comes back as soon as possible. Maybe better than ever. But they have Daryl Mack Jr. no one really talks about. But they also got the transfer, Brandon Winbush of Notre Dame. They're going to battle. I think Brandon Winbush is going to come out on top. He's been in the wars before. This offense is unbelievably explosive. They can attack from all angles, a lot of speed. They do have a game I want to circle. I want to watch this game. I think it's September 14th. It's going to be against Stanford. It is a home game, so Stanford travels all the way here to the heat humidity of Central Florida. I think it's September 14th. That's going to be a tremendous football game. You kind of got to see what's going on right there, if they can compete. I think they can. I think they're a pretty talented football team. And, of course, I think no one would doubt the favorites in the AAC again is Central Florida. That is my number 25 team. Number 24, I went with Iowa. Tough, tough defense. I don't know what else needs to be said. They do bring back their quarterback, Nate Stanley. You know, didn't quite throw for 3,000 yards last year. Just under 30 touchdowns, I think 25, 26 touchdowns. But they have a strong running game. 1-2-3 running back, man. Sargent is back. Torrin Young is back. What's the kid's name? Kelly Martin. Ivory Kellen Martin, I believe. But they lost two great tight ends. But, you know, that's one thing you know you can get at Iowa is a tight end. Defensively, man, they led the country in sacks last year. So it's going to be what they can do. Kurt Ferentz is the longest tenured coach in college football. Let that sink in. So Iowa coming in at 24 for me. Really not sure about this one. I threw in Penn State at number 23. You know, a program, I think the coach is fantastic. How do you replace Trace McSorley? That is the question. You know, is he a once-in-a-generation player up there? You know, some of the prognosticators I've been reading and looking into think, man, Sean Clifford is going to be the guy. He's going to be the quarterback. He's going to just pick up where my man McSorley left off. I'm not so sure. I've seen them ranked, I think as high as like 12, 13. I have them at 23. Coach Franklin, man, hats off to you. You do things the right way. That's the reason I put them in at 23. We'll see. You know, you lose some key players, but Trace McSorley being the man. 22 for me, you know, when you think about, and I mentioned this team earlier, September 14th, University of Central Florida, I put Stanford. This is a team that you know Coach Shaw is going to have them coached up. That's what he does. Very smart program, smart kids. Quarterback KJ Costello is the guy. He understands the offense. He understands how to win. So, long road trip. Let's see what they can do. They're coming in at my number 22. Now, this is a team I just don't like. You got him here at number 21. It's okay for me not to like somebody, right? It's okay. Few teams I don't like, but Miami. Coach Blake Bone at Ohio High School, he is a huge Miami fan, and quite frankly, I can't stand him. And that's okay. That's what makes these rivalries tick, right? You got to have these teams that you truly just cannot stand. I think it's, with the absence of their coach, he decided to hang it up very, very – I mean, is he replaceable? Of course he is. I think he lost it, didn't do what it took in Georgia. I know some Georgia fans that was very happy when coach left. But Manny Diaz – you know, he's been in the program. He gets the lead. But I think it comes down to Dan Enos. Can he take this offense to the next level? You know they're going to be explosive. Manny Diaz is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. It is going to be incredible to see what they can do. Again, I don't like them. That doesn't mean they're not good. That just means Jerry White doesn't like them, and that's okay. Coming in at number 20, a big surprise team for a lot of people last year. And I'm talking about Iowa State. That is an extremely tough place to play. Do they improve from last year? A lot of people I'm looking at, you know, think they're really going to fall off. It was a fluke. But best defense in the Big 12. Best defense in the Big 12. They bring a lot of that team back. So, I like it when teams like that start playing well and people start overlooking them and they have big wins. So, number 20 is Iowa State. Number 19, it's Wisconsin. And it's all about Jonathan Taylor. When it comes to running backs, and there's several this year, and we'll get on to them as we have later podcasts and we'll have some different people on. But when you talk about Jonathan Taylor, the two-time 2,000-yard running back, and I think the Big Ten West is open. So I obviously think they have, if you can run the football and scuss up some defense, I think you'll be okay. Coming in number 18 is Washington. Only 9 returning starters, but, man, it is a good football team. They are doing some good things. They did get the transfer from Georgia, Jacob Eason. Went back home. Let's see what he can do. Well, I think they do have 4 starters, if I remember right, coming back on the offensive line. So should be, great offensive line. Protect the quarterback. Protect Eason. You know he can throw the ball. And I think when it comes down to, the Pac-12, I think it's the best team coming back in the Pac-12. Prove me wrong. I'll wait. Oh, yeah, you're not talking. Okay, my bad. I think it's a good atmosphere, and I think with Eason being there back home, I think it's, it's going to be a lot of new faces on defense, but do they play defense in the Pac-12 very much? Yeah, not so much, I don't think. Let's go to number 17. Man, I think this team next year, I think we're going to be talking top 5, definitely top 10. I'm talking about Texas A&M. I think they're a year away. They have unbelievable amount of talent. They'll be better than in Jimbo's first season. It could be difficult to improve on last year's 9-4 rank. The schedule is brutal, brutal. I'm talking about road trips to Clemson, Georgia, LSU. And that could be 3 huge losses right there. And then the University of Alabama goes to College Station. The quarterback, Kellen Bond, he's got to be better, right? Yeah, I guess we'll see. But this is, I think, a program on the rise. I think they are a year away. But you talk about a brutal schedule. That's what's in store for Texas A&M. And that's why I only had them at number 17. Coming in at 16, we all know from locally, Jamin Graham, the Etowah High School standout in football, basketball, just a great kid. He bought into what Nebraska was selling. He likes their style. I've spoken with him a few times. He loves what they got going on in the workouts up there. But I'm telling you, I am a huge Nebraska fan. Getting to spend time with Scott Frost, speaking with him on the phone, he calls me, text, loves the kids here locally. Excuse me. It is hard not to fall in love with this guy. I think it's going to continue to grow I mean, they went, what was it? They started 0-6. And here's the key is offensively, and you know, he likes to throw the football. What he built at Central Florida, which is my preseason number 25 team, is incredible. They started 0-6 last year and averaged 23.3 points a game, right? Not real good, but their last six games, they averaged 36.6 points a game. Give this man time. Let him recruit the kids. I mean, he is Nebraska, and this guy is a tremendous recruiter. He will get it done. Double-digit wins? Man, I think so. Adrian Martinez will be back, and I don't think it double-digit wins. Maybe that's a little much, but I think they'll at least double the win total from last year. Against Scott Frost, Nebraska Cornhuskers, and that is going to be my most improved team, and that is going to be my surprise team, number one, of the year. Now, coming in the SEC, probably going to take a lot of heat for this. I just wasn't sure where to place. I'm not sold. You know, I'm talking about the Auburn Tigers. I have them at number 15. Much hype, 2018 season ended 8-5. The Tigers, you know, routed Purdue in the Music City Bowl. That was great to see. But that's, you know, that's not what Gus wants, right? And a lot of people getting on and off the Gus bus. I think he needs a 10-win season. The defense is going to be good. The question is, of course, offense. Can they find an answer at quarterback? Let me just say, I think it's in Nix. Right. Nix is going to be incredible. I was blessed to be able to play with his dad growing up and talked a lot of football with him over the years. This kid was, won a couple state championships in 6A football at Pinson Valley here in Alabama. But they play SEC is a tough schedule anyway. Right. But you pick up a team like Oregon. Right. And you play in A&M, you play in Florida and LSU all on the road. So, LSU's on the road. Anyway, so that is a tough schedule. Is there talent down there? Absolutely. Can they run the football? They can. But a lot of people, you know, being here in the heart of Alabama, you hear, let's get back to the quick pace. You know, let's do this, let's do that. People love Gus and people hate Gus at the same time. I'm not sure. I will take a second to talk about the loss of my friend and his beloved wife. They, had the accident, and my hat goes off. You talk about someone that is classy, Rob Bramblett, Paula Bramblett, incredible people. Thoughts and prayers to the whole Auburn family. He is the epitome of what a play-by-play guy should be. He loves his university. He loves Auburn. And again, I was heartbroken. Spoke with him just a few days before the accident. Can't believe he's gone. So, again, still sending a lot of thoughts and prayers to the Bramblett family and the Auburn family. I have Auburn coming in at number 15. Now, coming in at 14 is a team. Again, this is Jerry White here, Kapow Podcast. Again, sponsored by Team One Hyundai of Gadsden right here in Rainbow City. Go see my man, Mike Sigmund. He'll put a great car on you. Coming in at 14, I don't know. I could be crazy. This is a team last year I just could not understand. I couldn't predict them. Some days they looked fantastic. Some days they looked absolutely horrible. And I'm talking about TCU. Gary Patterson, tremendous coach. Will he get it done? I have it coming in at number 14. I have no reason. You know, I can't give you good information. I can't give you good stats. I am confused. I'm as lost as a ball in high weeds when it comes to TCU. But I think they have an amazing coach. So that's why, and the only reason I put them at number 14, they have talent. Will they be able to get it done and turn around, have a better season than last year? Honestly, I have no idea. No clue. Coming in at number 13, we're going to keep it in the state of Texas with Texas. Again, man, are they for real? Is the hype there? Are they back? I don't know that I can answer that either. If their quarterback, Sam, is back and healthy, he's one of the best stars in the country. But they have concerns, offensive and defensive lines. Tom Herman, he will do the best he can. That he's going to play that underdog role. He does that very well. But it ain't going to happen this year with the underdog. They know they have talent. He can coach, of course. So we won't have to wait long to see what Texas has as week number two, the Tigers of LSU. So we will get to see really soon. The quarterback is legit. There is no question. But what can Tom Herman, can he get the guys pumped up, get them coached up, get some really good recruiting class? You know they have speed. So I have them coming in at number 13. Number 12, you know, defense wins. And when you think Michigan State, you have to think defense. They seem to always have a good one. Again, not just not predictable. Mark D'Antonio, excuse me, what a great coach. You know, is Brian Lewerke going to be the difference maker? Is he going to be the player you can depend on? Is he going to take care of the football? I think they're improved. I really do. Number one rush defense last year, but it's all about the offense, and can he get it rolling? Moving in at number 11, this is Kapow Podcast, Jerry White. Coming in at number 11, I went with Utah. I'm letting you giggle, letting you laugh, get it out, make fun of me, haha. Utah, you know, this may be headed to a rematch with Washington for the Pac-12 title. They don't play Stanford. They don't play Oregon. You know, meaning, you know, if they just take care of their divisional foes, hey, man, they got a shot. Quarterback Tyler Huntley, running back, I think it's Zach Moss, I believe it is, combined for a great duo last year on defense. Man, they got linebackers, and they got the big Samoan kids, and they are just tremendous against the run. You just don't go in there and run against this Utah team. You know, maybe the best defensive line in all of college football. I'll let SEC fans get your laugh out, right? Maybe the best defensive line in college football. We will see. It's a tough place to play. Again, no Oregon. Give you my reasons here. They don't play Oregon. They don't play Stanford. So I'll look for that Pac-10 title, Utah, Washington. So that is my number 11 team. Staying out west, I think it's going to be a tremendous team this year. At number 10, Mario Cristobal and the Oregon Ducks. Man, they bring back the quarterback, who is incredible, Hubert. And he may be the first quarterback taken in the draft this coming season. So, yeah, it's going to be incredible. It really comes down to him staying healthy. They won 9 games last year. And, you know, it's going to come down Oregon, Washington, Utah, you know, for that Big 12 title. I mean, Pac-12 title. What did he throw last year? 3,100, almost 3,200 yards, 30 touchdowns. Something like that a year ago. If he stays healthy, the Ducks will win 10 games, and he will be in New York. He will be a finalist. You hear it from me right here. He will be a finalist. They did get, was it Thibodeau? That is the huge 5-star defensive lineman, Kevon Thibodeau. I mean, he could be a monster right away, and they could very easily be a lot of people are going to pick them to be a favorite out there, and we will see. But I have Oregon coming in at number 10. Now, coming in at number, I have them in number 9. And this one goes out to my boy, Bo Starkey. This goes out to Shannon Woods of Average Joe Sports Talk. Go check those guys out on Facebook, YouTube. Great channel. Do a lot of good stuff. They're huge Florida fans. I wasn't sure. I really thought about this one a lot. I cannot believe that Florida has not won an SEC championship since 2008. That's right, the Tim Tebow era. And, you know, much like Georgia, they have to overcome the Alabama problem. Florida has to overcome the Georgia problem. 2 consecutive defeats to the Dogs. Florida will be the underdog, right? Will they? The underdog when they face Georgia? I'm not sure. They went 10-3 last season. Probably the same kind of run. But when you look at the road games, they play, Miami and Orlando. LSU on the road, Georgia in Gainesville. I think that's November 2nd. I think that's when that game is. It's crazy. But when you talk about Florida, I don't have Bo on soon to really break down Florida. Maybe Shannon to break down Florida. When you talk about them, Florida has not been shut out 385 games. 385 straight games. That's an NCAA record. I think they're going to have a high-powered offense. I think they're going to average, 35 points a game. They do have five back on O. But it comes down, it's going to be Florida, Georgia. That's going to decide the East. We'll get to Georgia in a little bit. But, Florida, I think when Florida is good, college football is good. I don't have a hatred for Florida like some of the Florida teams. I can't stand Miami. Good God. But Florida is one of those teams. You think of Spurrier, the tradition, the swamp. It's just good for football. I think they're back. But let's see what Felipe Franks can do. And again, man, they got Miami and Orlando early at LSU. And again, the game with Georgia in Jacksonville. The greatest outdoor cocktail party, whatever we're calling that. I don't want to offend anybody. People are so touchy these days. So I don't know what to call these things anymore. So coming in at number nine, again, eight back on defense. So I didn't mention that. So defense is going to be, I think, really good, as you need to be really good in defense if you talk about championships. And I think that's all you're hearing from Florida right now. The Florida people I know, they want SEC championships. They want to get into the playoff. We will see. Do they have the talent? They do. They do. They can be anybody in the country on any given Saturday. Number eight. Man, this one hurts me a little bit. Anyone who knows me knows I am a huge Notre Dame fan. Love the Irish. And I think... a lot of people say we're going to be down from last year. We did make the playoffs, 12-1, great season. Clemson did what Clemson does. We ran into a buzzsaw. It all hurt. When we lost Julian Love, the secondary, that's when the game kind of went apart from us last year. Ian Book, I think his understanding, his composure, what he can do with his offense, really going to help us. We're going to be very strong in the offensive line. We're going to be very strong in the secondary. We have a lot of young talent. We did lose our best running back, wide receiver, and tight end to the NFL. I think we have tremendous, tremendous depth at tight end. It's tight end you. We put tight ends in the NFL, and they are very good. When you talk about road games for us this year, at Georgia, the 21st, it's going to be a game. It is going to be a game at Georgia. Can't wait to get down there and see that one for myself. Looking forward to taking the wife and going to watch that one. Also to Michigan. So two tough road games. What can Brian Kelly, can he get the team playing like we have to play? Can we get 10 wins this season? Most everyone I've seen Notre Dame's ranked in the top 10, I think is as high as 15. I'm sorry, as low as 15, as high as 8. So we will see. I'm trying to not be very biased here. I'm trying not to have my Notre Dame glasses on for this one. But I think we're in for another good season. And it all comes down, I think, how the Georgia game goes, how our quarterback play is, how we get our running game going. Defense is going to be okay. We got two of the best defensive linemen in the country. We're going to be able to put pressure on the quarterback, and that's going to win some ball games for us. So, number eight, the University of Notre Dame. Sorry, Jimmy. Coming in at number seven, this could be low. I'm not sure. This is another one of those teams that I just don't like. I do not like the Ohio State University. Coming in number seven, Justin Fields comes in. We know he's unbelievable. Great talent. Just didn't work for him at Georgia. Will they beat Michigan 8 in a row? This is the only game that I root for Ohio State. I hate despise Michigan. Coming in number seven is Ohio State. The coach is gone. Is that going to affect their team? Is he going to be somewhere else coaching? Who knows what Urban Meyer is going to do? I'm not sure. But you cannot dispute the talent that this team has. Incredible. Who else they got on the team? J.K. Dobbins. Very good on defense. They got a huge defensive end, Chase Young, who I think is going to be better this year. Of course, you know, they lose the defensive end that went to my San Francisco 49ers. Welcome aboard. I can actually like you now. But you lose Urban Meyer. You lose Dwayne Haskins. You lose the running back, Mike Weber. You lose running back Campbell. But will Ryan Day turn and make it his program? Can he do it in 1 year? I'm not sure. A lot of talent. I have them coming in number seven. Number six, Michigan. Man, I'm gonna have to go brush my teeth. I do not like saying Michigan. Cannot stand Jim Harbaugh. But here's the thing. When it comes down again, one of those teams that if Ohio State is good, if Michigan is good, it's really good for college football. They have Michigan plays Wisconsin and Penn State on the road. They do to get Ohio State at home. And they get Notre Dame at home. So, again, tough schedule. What will Harbaugh get done? Will he beat Ohio State this season? Well, they're very, you know, experience is going to be a drop-off, obviously, you know, with Coach Ryan Day at Penn State. But Shea Patterson's back in Michigan, so that's good. Donovan Peoples-Jones and was it Nico Collins? Huge receivers. They can go get the football, no question. So the offense will probably be more explosive than last year. Defense, you know, may not have as much star power outside of, what's the cornerback's name? Hill, right? LeVert Hill. But the defense coordinator, Don Brown, is one of the nation's best. He can get things done. So I'm curious. I really want to see the Michigan-Ohio State game, and I will be rooting for Ohio State. My God, I hate Michigan. Again, this is Jerry White with Kapow Podcast. Jeremy Foster not taking a part of this from the producer. We'll give him his birthday weekend off here, 4th of July weekend off. He's probably sleeping after he got harassed in Rainbow City by the police. We may do a whole podcast just talking about that. Now, top five. Again, this is pure speculation on my part. We just don't know. Number five, I have LSU. How do you not like Cookie Monster? I mean Ed Orgeron. You gotta like that guy, right? I think this is the year they finally have a good offense, a more dynamic offense. They do have a stout defense. That's gonna happen. You get Joe Bradley here. He's a former passing game coordinator for the New Orleans Saints. He's an offensive assistant, so bring some spark to this offense. They've always needed a quarterback. That really should help the quarterback, Joe Burrow. In his second season as a starter, going to be more comfortable. But here's the thing. Man, it's all about Alabama. 29-0 last year, I think, was the score. And the gap could have been larger than that. The Tigers can win at Texas and look respectable against Alabama. You know, LSU, man, they could go into the playoffs. And if you get in the playoffs, you can be successful. You can, you know, it's like in boxing, you got a puncher's chance. So if they can make the playoffs, you don't know. They have a good defense. I mean, maybe you know. I don't know if they can, but very much improved LSU Tigers. Number four. I went with, of course, this is going to be my playoff, right? Number four, making the playoff, Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley is one of the best young coaches in the business. Back-to-back Heisman winners there. Mayfield Murray. Now, is it Jalen Hurts time? A lot of Bama fans rooting for him. A lot of Bama fans rooting against him. Let's face it. This is a classy young man. I hear maybe the Alabama locker room didn't like him. Maybe there's some issues with the locker room, but he performed. I mean, come on. He was 24-2. 24-2 as a starter at Alabama. Let me just say, this offensive line in Oklahoma is insane. Really, really good. So, can Jalen Hurts get the trifecta? Can he do what Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, can he have that magic? We will see. You know, Lincoln Riley's team is going to put up some ridiculous stats. But really, it rests on the defense. This is not a – I mean, I feel like I'm playing an old school Tecmo Bowl game here. 450 yards per game is what they gave up last year. They simply can't depend on outscoring every team. They have got to, a must, they have got to get a defense. Again, Jerry White here, Kapow Sports, my top 20, preseason top 25. That was number four, Oklahoma. Let's see what they can get done. Number three, Georgia, the Bulldogs. Man, everything is in place other than wide receivers. So if you're out there, if you can catch the football, you could run a route, you can stay out of trouble, you can probably go to Georgia and play. I mean, did anyone have a more disappointing end to the season than Georgia? First, you know, they blew this lead against Alabama in the SEC title game. Then they lost to Texas in the Sugar Bowl. You can tell they didn't want to be there. But this team's not, you know, it's not going away. Jake Fromm, man, I'm really impressed. I think he's also going to be a Heisman finalist. I know my boy Jimmy out there across the state sports. Jimmy's going to really be giving me crap with Georgia. So I'm interested to see that. Y'all go check out his site as well, man. But, you know, he won't have to do it alone. There's more than Fromm on this team. They have DeAndre Swift, who is a heck lethal running back, no question. But there may not be these big stars on defense, but that doesn't mean they can't play as a unit. I think they're incredible as a unit. Is this the time they can finally beat Alabama? I guess we'll find out. Kirby Smart, he knows how to do it. And I'll say this as well. I think they have the best special teams in the country. They do. Incredible. So we'll see. They get it started, I think, the 29th of August against Georgia Tech, Thursday night. Hey, at that time, any football is good football. And then they had Texas A&M at home on the road at Syracuse. I'm sorry, jumped ahead of myself. We're back to Georgia. I'm scraping through my playbook and some of my notes. I want to give Georgia plenty of time, plenty of respect. Jake Fromm, Kirby Smart, just no wide receiver. So that is my number three team, a playoff team. Oklahoma number four, Georgia number three. Now let's talk about number one and number two. Number two, the University of Alabama. No surprise, right? We knew it was going to be Clemson, Alabama, 1-2. Let's see. Nick Saban has not gone two consecutive years without a national championship since 2013-14. Oh, this team is a dynasty. You know, Alabama returns pretty much everybody. They have the most dominant program in college football. Tua Tagovailoa is incredible. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, linebacker Moses, and there's just a ton of others that are going to come up and do what Alabama does. Now, here's what I do want to talk about. For the Bammers out there, is there a more arrogant fan base in the country than the University of Alabama? I'm not saying they're not a good program, a dynasty, but these guys, when they got, you know, when Notre Dame lost last year to Clemson, and it was a blowout, right? It was. When they beat Notre Dame, all I heard was, man, you guys were a pretender. You were a joke. 30-3. That was horrible. You don't deserve to be here. And so when they got to play, what was the score? Yeah, Clemson, 44-16. 44-16. So Clemson beat Alabama by more than they beat Notre Dame. And here is, again, the arrogant fan base. Oh, it's okay because Dabo Sweeney is an Alabama boy. So it's just like playing ourselves. So if anybody's gonna beat us and he's going to be our coach. And look, you got your tails whipped. And for the Alabama fans that were upset and pissed off about it, thank you. That's what you want. But it's the fans that, well, it's Dabo Sweeney, not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. Man, you guys are ridiculously arrogant. And you make it tough to root for you. excuse me, unbelievably. The arrogance is amazing. And it's okay, man. Jump on the Kapow Sports on Facebook. Leave all your comments. It's fine. I deal with you Bammers all the time. Not taking anything away from your program, but just the pure arrogance. Can I get an amen from Bo Starkey here? Arrogance. Jeremy Foster, when he hears this, he's going to fall out of his bed. Huge Bama fan. So that obviously means number one, Clemson. Obviously, they're going to be a huge favorite. They're going to the season as the favorite. Everyone's national title favorite against them in Alabama. Heisman front winner. He's going to be the third guy there. It's Trevor Lawrence. Sunshine, if you guys get that reference. The schedule is far from daunting, right? No surprise if they go 12-0, 13-0, win the ACC crown. Can any team in there stay within a couple touchdowns in their schedule? And that's what I was doing. I was actually looking at their schedule a little earlier. Excuse me. Georgia Tech, A&M, at Syracuse. Then you play Charlotte at North Carolina. You have Florida State at Louisville, Boston College for homecoming, Wofford at NC State, Wake Forest at South Carolina. You know, South Carolina could, you never know. It's a rivalry. The defense is going to be better there. So I'm not sure, but I mean, you just look at what Clemson is doing. Excuse me. You know, can they stay focused, though? I think that's going to be the hardest thing is when you win one, okay, can you come back and do you have the same hunger? Do you have the same passion? Do you go with the workouts the same? You kind of lose the chip on your shoulder. You know, 15-0. And you know, everyone's saying, well, Dabo's going to come to Alabama when Nick retires. What does Dabo Swinney gain by going to the University of Alabama? Clemson seems to be a pretty dominant place. They're in the area where they get the South Carolina kids, they get Georgia kids. They can go get any kid in the country. It's Clemson, and Dabo is a great coach. Any team should want to get him. So no disrespect to him. But again, I'm just going back to the arrogance of Alabama. So. Number one, Clemson. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Georgia. Number four, Oklahoma. That is my Kapow podcast top 25. Can't wait to get some feedback on this, and we'll start doing some more shows coming up. We're going to have interviews with Freddie Kitchens. We're going to be having interviews with Carnell Williams, interviews with Scott Frost, and the list goes on and on and on. Really going to do a lot with high school football. Going to have interviews with a ton of players. Going to get in some debates about the best running backs in the area here. Can't wait for that. And all 10 Etowah High School head football coaches are going to be with me. So we're going to do some great interviews. Man, I really appreciate you guys listening. Just starting this out. This is really the first one. I did a tease early on. This is the first one that I've really put out there. And man, if you could forward it to people, give me your feedback. I really appreciate doing this. Having Kapow back is pretty special to me. So that's kind of how we're going to do it. It's going to be out there on a ton of platforms. I'll send this out to a ton of people. Man, much love. So this is, again, Kapow Podcast. Jerry White, Jeremy Foster's off today. And, man, what can I say? College football cannot get here soon enough. A lot of stuff coming. Again, sponsor is Team One Hyundai of Gadsden here in Rainbow City. Go see my man, Mike Sigmund. God bless. And kapow.